A nation is like ourselves. We always putting down each other for not doing, but actually, whatever we're doing is what the nation is doing. The nation is like ourselves. Together. Seen in our various scenes, sets. Wherever we are, whatever we are doing is what the nation is doing or not doing. Is what the nation is being or not being. Our nation sits on stoops and watches airplanes take off. Our nation is kneeling in the snow, bleeding through six layers of Jewish enterprise. Our nation is standing in line, ashamed in its marrow for being our nation. A people without knowledge of itself. Dead matter, we are thrown on the soil to richen European fields. The dead Negro is fertilizer for the glorious Western harvest. Our nation is ourselves, under the steel talons of the glorious devil. Our secret lover who tells us what to do, the steel orange eyes, the ripping fingers of the devil, who tells us what to do, blondie, you'll dress so high, Wallach's nigger, marred nigger. Nigga in a cowboy hat, why you wanna be a cowboy laid up with a cow? He shouts power to the nipples. Doctor nigga, please do something on we. Lawyer nigga, please pass some laws about us. Liberated nigga with the stringy-haired mind, please live, you spliverate us. We you cool, lust dancing through your wet-looking tentacles. Please, Mr. Liberated nigga, love child nigga in a bell-bottom bell, some psychedelic way outness on your people, even while you freeing the people. Please, just first free your people. Old marijuana Jesus, I dug your last record with Hootenanny Biscuits, was revolutionary as a motherfucker. Please, Mr. Kinky Man, use your suntan. Susan Swartz is using it. Her and Tom Jones on their show with you and Diane Carroll, Tiny Tit, and the newest Negro to understand that there's no black, no white, only people. Your imagination is fabulous, Reverend. Pray for colored people. When the mayor, or after the mayor, or before the mayor give you your check, please, Reverend, and Daddy Boy, and Tonto Greenwitz, and Pablo Douchebag, Susan Goldberg's daring non-gringo, and all the kids together, reach back to the constant silence in our lives where the ideas line up to be graded and get a better one going than we got for you and me. Please, Mr. Newfang, please, Mr. Mystical Smasheroo, just under one quarter strength learning about it from the Flying Dutchman. Please, Mr. Ethnic Meditations Professor, profess your love for black people. We waiting while you say right on and commit the actual takeover of yourself. In the anteroom of anything, just before or just after anything, trudging down the halls of your wife's straightened head, we realize how tough things are and how you can't alienate people with the money. We live among stars and angels, listen to the devil's whines like cold space between the planets. We know the turn in the hall, your visit to the phone booth to put on an inferior man suit, a super animal trunk, the thoughts of your individual consciousness. Please, all you individuals, and would be involved if people were nicer to you types, or frightened of the military aspects of national liberation, folks, in your re-involved consciousness flitting over the Sea of Jamaica, if the Rastafarians don't kill you. Please, Mr. Vacationing Writer Man, write some heavy justice about black people. We waiting, we starve for your realness. We know you on the move now. We heard you was outside Cairo bathing at a spa. Please, Mr. World Traveler, please, Mr. Celebrity, Mr. Nigga in the Treasury Department, Mr. Disc Jockey for the mournful cash register of the nigga soul, please, Mr. All of Us, please, Miss Ladybug, old lady, old brother, wherever and whoever you are, breathing on, oh, please, in the nighttime, more please than immune, and we need to, baby, we need all the blood, we gotta get some blood. We gotta get some blood, and you in your wilderness blood is the nigger. Yes, the sweet lost nigger. You are our nation, sick ass assimilato. Please come back like James Brown. Say, please.